St. Elizabeth Ann Seton was from a wealthy family in New York, Episcopalian, and lived a pretty good life up until after she was married, and then she experienced many deaths in her immediate family, most especially the death of her husband when they went over to Italy due to very great financial difficulties. She basically lost all of her wealth, and her husband became ill, and ultimately he died of tuberculosis in Italy. And during all that time, she remained a Protestant, but she didn't have the sort of once saved, always saved kind of attitude. Her encounters with death made her very aware of eternal realities, and she had great anxiety for her salvation and that of those that she loved. And she had a great longing to be with God, and she saw a difference between the way some of the Catholic Italians, the family she was staying with, dealt with the realities of death and the way her Protestant brothers and sisters did. And she experienced far more consolation around the Catholics that were experiencing deaths in the family than she did among her own co-religionists. And so she was very attracted to the Catholic faith, and especially to the Eucharist. She had a great longing for the Eucharist. And it was that continued to draw her into the faith and ultimately sort of broke her down. Also, the devotion to the Blessed Mother. She had lost her own mother when she was young, and again, this experience of death around her made her very acutely aware of the eternal realities and for a way of dealing with these realities that would ultimately lead to salvation. And so she was attracted likewise to the Blessed Mother, and of course, as we know, she became a Catholic and then desired with all of her heart to work for the conversion and sanctification of others. She did it in very practical ways, you know, ultimately drawing other souls to Christ and to salvation, but in very practical ways, working for the education of children and the corporal works of mercy. And her whole life was characterized by a great deal of compassion because of her own experiences, which she learned to sanctify, which she learned to lift up to God with a pure heart. So much so that after her death, her spiritual director wrote a letter about her and spoke about how she, about her compassion and about how she assiduously or scrupulously avoided making any kinds of remarks about anyone else that would be negative. You know, we become so facilely, we find it so easy to say things about people or to make, you know, rash judgments or to size people up and to, you know, to sort of dismiss individuals. Saint Elizabeth had been a Protestant. She was looked on as a heretic by her Catholic brethren that she lived with in Italy, although they treated her with great kindness. And then as a Catholic, when she returned to New York, she was persecuted a great deal and ostracized by her own family and experienced great hardship in poverty and in dealing with the poor and with members of her own family that died. Some of her children died while she was pursuing religious life. And in all these things, she emptied herself and lifted her heart and her mind up to God and was able to show compassion to her brothers and sisters, which is exactly what our Lord does in the Gospel as he calls us to repent, as he calls us to believe in the gospel. He went among the people, curing every disease, as St. Matthew tells us, and delivering people from the devil. He cured lunatics and paralytics, and he did it all over, not only among the Jews, but also among the Gentiles. And so as we reflect on the life of this first canonized saint of the United States, we can come to appreciate how the corporal and spiritual works of mercy are the way in which we extend the presence of Christ into the world, and by which we sanctify ourselves, by which we find God and live the grace that God has given us. And so as religious who find our profession to be part of the essence of our profession to be the life in community, we need to always come back to the Eucharist and find our strength in Christ Jesus to be generous with one another and to extend the presence of Christ into the world by the way we live and by the compassion that we show. This is the lesson that we learn from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first canonized saint of the United States. And it's something that in our country, which is fighting against the culture of death and the kind of chronic individualism that characterizes our way of life, it's her example and her intercession which we need very much. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, pray for us.
Jesus.